Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 21st. From Father to Son, 2 Kings chapter 1 and 2. As a follicle-challenged man, I am tempted to comment on the part of today's reading involving my patron saint Elisha and the punks that taunted him, but I won't. God knows the number of hairs on my head and has kept track of everyone that is missing. Elijah's ministry and life were about to come to their end. During his tenure, the school of prophets of the Lord was strengthened and extended in spite of the deadly opposition of Ahab and Jezebel. A natural question for those who'd followed Elijah was, who will be his successor to lead the remnant of those who still followed the God of Israel? Elisha was an obvious choice, as he had been a close associate and servant of Elijah. But Elisha's request of Elijah in chapter 2 brings us to the heart of the matter. Had God chosen Elisha? It's one thing to think someone is a shoe-in to take over after another leader among God's people. It's another to know if he or she is God's choice. Elisha asks Elijah to make him his heir, indicated by the request to receive the double portion reserved for the firstborn heir of a father's wealth. Elijah had nothing of material value to leave behind. But Elijah did possess a breathtaking intimacy of grace, power, and purpose in his anointing from God for spiritual leadership. Elisha desires that above all else. Yet as we see from Elijah's response in verse 10, this mantle of grace was not his to give to Elisha. God would confer the blessing if that was his will. But Elisha still had to ask. It's part of God's process to help us see if we really want him. Do we desire intimacy with God above any other privilege, any material advantage, any position among our peers, above all else? Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. From Psalm chapter 63, verse 1. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.